Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to ask all of you all that is not speaking, if you're on the radio part of the service on Blog Talk, to please mute your phone so that there would not be any feedback when the speakers are speaking. So, again, it's myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Ron Montgomery and Mother Toni Montgomery, where we will be sharing with you all what God has said concerning family. So I'm going to let Minister Ron and Mother Toni talk at this time and just open up with prayer and just tell us what God has put in their heart to share with us. Mother Toni, Minister Ron, are you ready?
We are here. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Amen. We are so thankful to be here.
We're on Facebook Live at the same time, so we're ready.
Okay. And as we end the year, we would like just to pray for families. We're coming to you from the sunny, rainy state of San Diego, California. We have spent here Christmas with our son and our children, and so we're thankful to be here. But as the year ends, the Lord put on our hearts to pray for family, pray for the family unit. So we have invited a couple other family members to come along and pray. And then we know, Minister Sylvia, that you will chime in and join us in prayer. So we have several different categories that we're going to pray for tonight. We won't pray for everyone, but we'll pray for some. And so we're going to pray for the husbands, Ron. I'll be praying for the wives. Carmita will be praying for single parents. Margo will be praying for the children. I will come back and pray for newlyweds. Latoya, if she is available, will come in and pray for singles seeking to be married. And then the state of the family or the state as in the state of the world right now. Ron will close us, and then we're going to ask that you close us in prayer tonight. And I know we should have stopped and said this earlier. So is that all right with you, Reverend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He said okay.
Yes.
Okay. We know that when the nation of Israel was in trouble, God called the people to fasting and prayer. And we know that the state of the family is in trouble right now. And so what our desire is to invite God into our conversation tonight. And with that in mind, Ron is going to open us with the word of prayer and pray for husband.
Thank you, my darling wife. Good evening, everybody who's listening and participating in Blog Talk Radio. And we invite you to participate. I'm going to give you my cell phone number. You can either talk on Blog Talk with your prayer request or your praise for the year 2021. And for your prayers for what you want God to include in His plans for you in 2022. My cell phone number is 214-729-6028. And if you just want to text in your prayer requests and your praises, we'll put them in the broadcast during the program this evening. And so that phone number again is 214-729-6028. And please just text me. Don't call me because we'll interrupt the program. So just text me if you have a prayer request, a praise, or any other concern that you have about that, and we'll get it in the program. If you want to speak yourself, of course, open up your your mute button on our Blog Talk. You're invited to come. Okay? I want to open up with a prayer for the men, the husbands. And as we admonished by Apostle Paul in the 1 Corinthians in the 7th chapter, the husband must fulfill his duty to his wife, and likewise the wife to the husband. And it goes into some details. And these throughout the scriptures, and we want to look at those, Lord, and know that we are bound by the conscripts of your request as far as marriage is concerned. But we want to pray for the husbands so they know that they are responsible to their wives for their lives, oh Lord. And we pray the husbands take their duties seriously, Lord, to the point where they live their lives for you. And they live their lives for you, they're living it for their wives, Lord. And we pray they continue to look at that. Lord, the other thing that we want the husbands to realize is that the best thing that he can do for his children is to love their mother. Lord, point that out to men and let them know how the easy of bringing up children is when they show affection to their children's moms, Lord. But we pray for the men in the listening audience tonight, those who are affected by this situation, in other words, those married men, they will continue to take their vows that they pledged in the ceremony of marriage to their wives. Lord, and they know that this is the no contract. Please, if you enter the conversation, please mute. And Lord, we just pray that we take on the seriousness of the vows we've taken. And Lord, we just ask and we give thanks in these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And it's a continuing prayer. We invite God Almighty into our conversation. We ask God that you have blessed us as wives to have a very unique position in the family. And we ask God that you have your way, Lord God, that you help us, Lord, to fulfill that role that you have given us to support our husbands. Lord, that we will be willing to submit, Lord, in our relationship. As it is really, Peter admonishes us, Lord, in Peter 3:1, that we, God, will live our life in such a way that it will demonstrate your love, your care, in a way, Lord God, that will draw our husbands and our children to you. Teach us, Lord, how to ever lay before you, that we would, Lord, pray for our husbands daily, that we, God, will pray without ceasing, that we will, Lord, forever encourage them, Lord, that our words of our mouth, Lord, we know that you have given us power in us. So in that we, Lord God, get to, Lord, create life or death. And we, Lord, are learning to create life with what we say about our husbands and what we say about our children and what we do, Lord God. And we ask that you just invite us into our conversation, that you, Lord, put a guard on our mouth, that we might be careful, Lord God, what we say and what we do. We know that you have given us, Lord.
Jesse,
whoever has all the time, please mute your channel. Whoever has all the time.
We could pray for anything. And it will be ours. And so we have to be careful, Lord God, that we are forever asking for things that will admonish, that will encourage, that will build up, Lord God, our husbands and our children. And so, Lord, we just ask that you have your way. Teach us, Lord God, how to pour into the life, Lord, of other women around us, are the younger women, Lord God. We ask that you teach us, as in Titus, that Paul really told the women, the older women, to teach the younger women. Teach us, Lord God, how to build up the hearts and minds of our younger women, Lord God, and to just pour into their lives. Teach us, Lord God, how to be kingdom builders, Lord, in our homes. Teach us, Lord God, how to be that woman that will stand in this last and evil day. Oh, God, we just ask that you have your way in our lives, that we will represent you well, Lord God, as we are wise to the husbands, Lord God, that you have given us. Teach us, Lord, how to represent you in our homes. We ask these things without doubt in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
And could I ask our listening audience, please, to right now, everyone who's listening to me, everyone who's listening to this program, would you look at your phone and make sure that it is muted? There is an open mic somewhere. I'd like for everyone now to take a look and see if you are muted, to make sure that you mute your phone.
Yes, because there's a lot of things back
still hearing.
Somebody's opening the door. It's a lot of feedback on Facebook. This is a digital service that picks up everything that's said or in the background. So please, please mute your phone if you're not speaking, because we can hear the doors closing, the doors opening. We can hear every little sound that you're making, and it's disturbing the service, please.
And now... Carmita, Minister Carmita, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. If you would continue with our prayer
okay. For
the single parents.
All right. Yes. Heavenly Father, as we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, we give your name honor and glory this evening.
Yes.
Father, we give your name honor and glory every day. We say thank
yes.
you for your mercy, your loving kindness, your wisdom, and your guidance. We bring before you this evening, Father, our single parents, those
mm-hmm.
homes where there's only one parent. Our heart reaches out to these parents, Father, and we pray and ask that you continue to give them grace to walk out being a single parent with kindness and generosity. We pray that each single parent develops a relationship with you and worships you in the spirit and in truth.
Yes.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that you have them to know that even though they are parenting alone, you have not left them, nor have you forsaken them, Father. We ask that you give them a double portion of blessings, a double portion of joy, a double portion of grace, and a double portion of your spirit so that they are able to lay a foundation for their children. Provide them with strength and wisdom, Father, as they go through their day-to-day challenges. Let them know that strengthening and holding their faith in you changes everything. That your plan for them, Father, is far better than any plan that they have for themselves. Give them rest from their fears, Father. Grant them time, energy, and heart enough to deal with their children. Fulfill in them that which they are lacking. Temper them, Father, and fill any void with your presence. Renew their strength daily, Father, because there are fewer things on earth more difficult than being a single parent. So we ask that you give them with strength, Heavenly Father. Grant them patience and wisdom to bear the burdens of parenthood. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Minister Margo, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Continuing in prayer.
Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, God, and we lift up the children. We lift up the children, our inheritance, our future. We lift them up to you. As they are maturing in today's world, we place them on the altar, and we submit their lives and their futures to you, God. We ask in Jesus' name that you cover them. You cover their hearts, their minds, and their souls with the blood of Jesus. We ask, dear Lord, that you help them to understand that they are being protected by the prayers of their ancestors. That their lives are covered by the blood of Jesus. And that their futures are protected from the plans of the enemy. We pray, Lord, and we ask you to send a heavenly messenger. Send each one of them a messenger, an angel that will get their attention in the midst of all of the confusion and the information and the images that they're bombarded with, God. Place someone in their circle that will speak truth to them, that will speak light to them, that will tell them of God's word, that will show them the benefits of living for God. Lord, let the children praise you. Let the children see the importance of honoring God and respecting their family that is their parents first. Help them, God. Help them to honor their fathers and their mothers so their days can be long on this earth. Help the children now because they're dealing with things that we never had to deal with. Help them, God. Redirect them. Let them find their way home to you and know that your arms are always open. And they can find peace and rest, love and hope, and salvation in you. In Jesus' name we pray and give you the thanks. Amen.
We continue, Lord, to bring you those that are married new, our newlyweds. Oh, God. That you have started them on the journey. You said what God has put together, let no man put asunder.
Yes.
And we ask, God, that you lift up a standard for them as they are in a fight for their lives. Satan would come to system as saying because he understands that these marriages now are honoring you, are reflecting what the kingdom says. You said that it wasn't good for a man to be alone. And so as couples today, Lord, mirror what you have in Revelation, what you have in Genesis, that you bless them, Lord God, to walk through Revelation. Help them, Lord God, to see and understand. We ask, God, that you open their hearts that they might hear one another, that they, Lord God, will make room for one another. Oh, God, that they, Lord, that husband will seek out that wife. Welfare, and that wife will seek out that husband's welfare, Lord God, that they will outserve, teach them how to serve one another, that they are servants, Lord God, to their faith. Lord, we ask that you in their faith to believe that they do all things to you as they become one. You said that a cord of three is not easily broken, and so God, that we ask that they constantly put you in the middle of their marriage, that they start off in the morning praying, Lord God. Put in them, Lord, that eagerness and that love, Lord, to seek your faith, Lord, to seek after the kingdom of God first, and let all other things be added unto them. Oh, God, we ask that you bless the marriages, Lord, that have started our new this year. You see, and when we say newlyweds, we're not talking about just new this year. We're talking about those that are in this, Lord God, that it takes 5 to 10 years to really understand your mate and to really understand what marriage is. We lean not to our understanding, but we lean on the word of God that will teach us, Lord, how to love one another, that will give us, Lord God, what you desire for us to be. Holy Spirit, have your way in these couples' lives that they might seek you the more, oh God, that they might, Lord God, love one another as you have loved the church so much that you've given yourself for. God, teach them how that communication is communication with you first and then with each other. Lord, so it's vertical and then horizontal. Teach them, Lord God, how to seek each other's welfare out. Because we know, Lord, when they do that, they honor you. And as they honor you, you make that marriage rich, Lord God. And people will look on and see you, Lord, in the midst of what they're doing. Bless them, God. Bless those marriages. And we'll be careful, Lord God, to give your name praise. We ask these things without doubt in Jesus' name.
Father God, we come to you today, Lord. And I present those that are seeking marriage. Those singles, Father God, that you would go to each person individually and teach them from God mathematics. That two, that only in your mathematics can two equal one. Lord, let people getting ready to go into the covenant of marriage, because it is a covenant. Let people seek a covenant with you as they get ready to be married, to be one. Comes one, Father God, and let them understand that it is a marriage, not a wedding. Lord, let them look past the pomp and the circumstances and the white dresses and the tuxedos and the good times and dancing and the music and see the work. Lord, let them understand that marriage is a work and is done unto your glory, Father God. It is not self-seeking, Lord, but it is understanding and it is forgiving and it is compromise and it is work. And it is turning around and saying, Lord, teach me how to be a good husband. Teach me how to be a good wife. Because going into marriage, we really don't know. I am a testament to that. Father God, I want you to come and bless those singles, Father God, that seek to be married for the act of being in covenant and companionship as it lines up with your word, Lord, not what society says. There is no time frame. Lord, let it be in your time. Let it be your word. Your way. Let them walk together of you, always keeping you first, putting you behind, putting you in the middle, infusing them in their lives, in their decision making, in their home buying, in their children rearing. All those things that come with getting ready to be married, let them have open and honest conversations. Lord, let them set real expectations. Lord, let them understand that it's not TV, that it's not the movie, it's not their parents' marriage, but it's their marriage they're entering into and a covenant they're creating with you. Let them have the ability to silence outside voices. Let the only voice they hear is from you and each other. Let them seek advice, Lord. Let them seek like the advice that is rooted and grounded in the word of God.
Mama.
Lord, we ask all these things in the majesty of Christ's name, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Father God, we ask that we remember that step one is step one, Father God. I hear the praise of the people of your life. I hear the praise of the people of your word. But let us remember that step one is step one. For this reason, a man will leave his mother and father and will be cleaved to his wife. And let us know that he who finds a wife finds a good thing in favor of the Lord. Let a man realize that he must seek his own, Father God. Nabal was not for Abigail, and he died. Jezebel was not. She was not in place, Lord, for Ahab. She was not in place for Ahab, Lord. So let a man seek from his own. And that does not mean his race. You're not talking about color. You're not talking about creed. It says in your word that two cannot walk alone unless they agree. It says that you should not be unevenly yoked. So, Father God, put it on our heart and on our mind to seek a woman through you, because we are supposed to be the head, but we know that you do not need to follow a man who does not know where he's going. Because if you follow someone who is not aware of their direction and their trajectory, then you're just following a fool. So, Father God, place it on the heart of me to be the head, to move forward, to allow you to give us that good thing, to bless that marriage before it even starts. Bless that mind. Bless that life. Bless that union. Because the two will become one. And what has God built, no man can put
asunder.
And Father God, forgive me. And the people of God, please forgive me. But y'all inspired me to speak.
Amen. Amen.
I thank God for bringing me here. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We appreciate that. There's no need to apologize, Brother Randy. We have invited people to come. Minister Kaiser, if it's okay, we'd like to open the mic for those who want to pray in the new year, pray out the old year, offer a prayer to their marriage, the marriages of their friends, their family, and just prayers in general.
Apostle, would you like, could you open the mic so if anyone would like to pray or just have any words? The mics are open. If you want to speak, please go ahead and announce who you are.
While she's coming, we had a prayer request text in from the Randolph family, that their daughter has tested positive for COVID. So we're going to pray for that family right now. So dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we bring you the Randolph daughter-in-law. We ask God that you heal. This does not get you by surprise. COVID is nothing to you. You're God. You are all-knowing. You are also the God that healeth thee. And so we ask God that you send your power of healing to that home right now in the name of Jesus, that you isolate her from her family, that her children won't be affected by it and her husband won't be affected by it. But, Lord, it will not, Lord God, cause her to go through any additional pain. We ask God that you heal according to your word, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Holy Spirit, have your way. All her healed, not because we have the power, but because the power God gave us authority when he was on the cross. And he said it was finished, and in that he gave us the power to heal according to his word. And we call it done because he has given us that authority. These things we pray, believing that it's so. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Would anyone else like to speak or ask for prayer at this time or would like to pray? Okay, well, if no one is going to pray, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for our world.
Yes,
Father God, Father God, I ask you right now, God, give us a warrant for you. Give us a warrant down in our spirit to come to you, oh God, and say, forgive me of every sin of commission, every sin of omission, every sin that I thought was a secret sin. God, forgive me. God, teach us how to ask you for guidance, oh God. Teach us how to run to you as a strong tower, oh God. Teach us how to fear you, oh Lord. Teach us how to teach our children what Exodus 20 and 12 say. Honor thy mother and thy father,
and our days shall be long on this green earth that the Lord has given thee. God, teach us how to not just want to, but teach us how to separate ourselves from others. God, we know we are a part of this world. We don't want to look like the world. We don't want to act like the world. God, teach us how to teach our sons, pull up your pants. Teach us how to teach our girls to put a little room in your pants so they won't be so tight. Don't wear stockings. They're leggings. God, teach us how not to show off all our gifts. Teach us, God, to hide some things so that it is for the night of marriage, for the life of marriage. God, teach us how to not let everything leak out because, God, we trust you. Teach us how to trust you with everything. Teach us how to trust you in all things. Teach us how to run to you as our rescuer, as our redeemer, as our provider. God, we just ask you to get in place in our hearts where we're opening up our hearts to you, oh God. God, get in place in our hearts. Teach us how not to play with certain spirits, God. Teach us how to call them out when we see them. Teach us how to say to them, I see you. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us. Teach us, God. Teach us how to stay before you, God. Teach us how we shall want the want of being saved. Yes, I said we should want the want because some people want to be safe. But God, teach us how to want to be saved. God, teach us. Teach us how to meditate on your word day and night. Teach us how to just come to you with all things, God. Teach us how to look to the hills from which cometh our help. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us how not to just come to you when we want something, need something. Teach us how to stop by sometimes just to say hello, God. Just stop to say I love you. Teach us how to appreciate you, Lord. Teach us how to seek you. Because in this day and time, God, we got to know that you're stronger than COVID. You are healed. You are a redeemer. No matter what it looks like, I'd rather trust God than man. God, teach us how it's okay to say, I got to go. I can't do this no more. Because there's a call on my life, answering the call. God, I'm asking for the labors to come forth. Labors to come forth, oh God. Many are called, but few are chosen. If you are a chosen labor, I'm asking for the world to release the hold of the world and let God bring you forth. In the name of Jesus. So it is.
Amen.
The line is also typed on the screen. The lines are open, and it has been open from the beginning of the program. Trish and Lodi's daughter typed on the screen, do it, Lord. We're just asking God to just come in. Families are crying out, where's my help? But your help coming from the Lord. Seek him. God is not on vacation, and God haven't been in the spa. He's right there waiting on you. Call on him. Call on God. I'm telling you all, there's a shift in the spirit realm right now, and if you reach up and grab, God's going to bless your generations to the 100th generation, but you got to be in place because there are requirements.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, tell us who you are. Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought maybe you unmuted me by mistake. I was
just curious, I had a question.
I was curious. I saw, like, you know, when I found your, you know, your program, the picture is saying, you know, like, bless single parents and or single mothers, and I think that's extremely dangerous. And that's a false doctrine, and that women should not be single parents. A woman can't raise a boy, and that's
Father God, and we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you that you cause us to do things in order. We thank you that you cause us to shut the mouth of Satan. God, we thank you that the blood of Jesus is against any disorder. The blood of Jesus is against any disruption. But, God, we're praying because we love you. We're praying because people are seeking you. God, we are not trying to cause any disorder. We are not trying to cause any disruption. But, God, cause us to be those that love and and that those that would not try to find fault, God, the program is not about women, it's not about men, it's about your people. Cause us, God, to know when the enemy is in the camp and trying to deceive us to creep in, and that we will shut it down. There's demonic warfare, God, going on in 2021, and there's demonic warfare going on in 2022. God, cause us to shut it down when we see it, and cause us to love people. When we love people, God, we don't look for tick or tab, but we look for you, God. Cause us to look for one another, and when we look for one another, we look for you. God, we're looking for you in one another. We're looking for you in all that we say and do. God, cause us not to go and look for the little speck in someone's eye when we have a building in our own eye. God, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us thou shalt condemn. Father, you have given us hands to war and fingers to fight. And we walk into 2020 knowing that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taken by force. We take back the program on tonight, God, and we lay it at the altar before you. And we say, have your way, and all that they are doing, have your way, and all that they are saying, have your way, God. It's your will. It's your word. It's your destiny. It's your purpose. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. At the beginning of the program, I said I was wearing my fatigue hat because I said we was in warfare. Yes, the fourth chapter said that the evil one tried to sneak in unaware. But I thank God for people that's on the altar that's already praying. I thank God for the willing women. I thank God for the women that will step up and say, how dare you? You will not get in the middle and try to debate over God when God said he is love. If you have a problem with anything that's going on, you take it to God in prayer. I told you, run to God because he's a strong tower. And in the tower is all answers. Run to God. He will answer your questions. We're going to say, God, we thank you. I thank you for the pastor. I thank you for the mothers. I thank you for the ministers. I thank you for everybody on this line that put up a prayer to bring the body of Christ together and tell the people what blessings God. Because, see, when you try to curse what God put in place, you better look out. God said, you better go and read what Balak said. He said, how can I curse what God is trying to bless? You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself. Now, you wouldn't mute it unmistakably. God said he'll hand you over to a reprobated mind. You better stop playing with God's pride. You better stop playing with it. When God has brought people on this line tonight to say, I got it in the spirit, it came over me, and I had to say something. You better stop playing with what God has put in place.
My God.
I'm going to tell you, we're not just fighting on Jesus' side. God knew who we were before we came over here. We just changed partners. You better know when you are messing with a fighter. Because, see, now I'm a fighter with prayer. I know how to put the word on.
Heal his mind,
God, as long as you heal his heart. Now, heal him, oh Lord.
Scales off his eyes, Lord God.
But back to our program with that situation for that commercial break. Back to the program.
I just want to say, Minister, and amen to both ministers. One of the greatest survival tactics we are given is prayer.
Yes.
And that's an open channel of communication to the only power in existence, the one God. That helps us to unload. And also, when the gentleman was speaking, it brought to mind First John 2:15, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I'm telling you, whoever that gentleman was, he needs to get with God, because the love of the Father is not in him.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. But prayer is a powerful thing.
Yes, it is.
It is very powerful.
My God. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
praise God.
Can I just say that was very confusing for me? I didn't know what just happened. How does it happen? Like, how does that happen? I thought this was pretty much everybody I hear is family members. I know everybody that I've heard speak and pray.
So. Well, you know, Randy, we was taught as children that the enemy would try to come in and sit on the front row. He'd try to come in and mingle. But we was taught that he would even try to come in like light. You know, you have to always, that's why they say be prayerful. You never understand when you're entertaining an angel. So don't think the devil won't come try to be an angel, but he's the angel of hell.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be prayed up. That's why tonight you got a message that you were taught, be prayed up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know what's around you or who around you. You never know who and what they represent. You got to be prayed up, and you got to ask God for a spirit of discernment and a willingness to call it out and like Apostle said, shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got to argue with you. I pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it out.
Amen.
You could put 10,000. Look, how many of us on this line?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and me, 8. And Apostle, 9.
And about 9. Amen.
This is what I'm saying. If you want to come and try to play, you better know what God says. You better know what his word says.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. So we know that when God's word is going forth, he wants to stop that word. He wants to cause the confusion, because we know that confusion is not of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And when that comes in, that as Apostle stepped in, as the Spirit gave her authority to do so,
yes.
She did things in order. And the scripture tells us that we do things decently and in order.
And in order.
And so we are thankful for her leadership and her standing up in battle. Because we know that we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
That's
we're
it.
Fighting
That's
against rulers and spirits and in dark places. And he does not want things to go forth. He does not.
No, you don't.
Amen.
Linda.
The family is under attack. Right.
Yeah. I said that earlier.
And
our
so,
family is under attack. And all that's being
yes.
said tonight is family. And the program of
that's
tonight
right.
is about family. Linda on Facebook as well as Trish on Facebook both said amen. Because see when you know that God has put something together, don't think the enemy is not gonna try to put something together. Don't think so you gotta just always be prayed up. You got to always be prepared. You got to ask God for a spirit of discernment. And I thank God for the apostle just stepping in and blowing it up. And what I mean by blowing it up, she just blew the devil out. You will not. You will not. Because we know what we were taught. And we know that we all have lived to see God's word come to pass. We're still living and seeing God's word come to pass.
Yes,
and all I got to say is I thank God. I thank God for the powerful men and women of God that's in our family that's willing to teach, willing to preach, and willing to put their foot on the devil's head.
Yes, man. Praise God.
Amen.
That's why I'm glad our foundational scripture is 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added.
Thank you.
And if for any and everybody else that call themselves being confused at what tried to take place, just know that the enemy tried to sneak in. Just know that. Mother Tony prayed earlier for a standard. God will bring in a standard. So God brought in a standard. He brought the apostle in that set the ground for you will not. You will not come in here and try to play games. No. We serve a real God, a true God. When you think of God, I just told you, God ain't on vacation, nor is his vessel. God ain't getting his a pedicure, nor are his vessel. God is on his job, and so is his ministry team, is on the job.
Amen.
Minister Sylvia, can I say something to Minister Ron and Mother Tony?
Yes.
Mother Tony and Minister Ron, thank you so much for not only ending the year in prayer, but letting us know that in 2022 we need to pray more. And the fact that we open up all the lines is usually how we do at the beginning of the program. Just lets me know that you all have actually reminded us that in 2022 we need to pray more, and we need to pray the effectual, fervent prayers of the Lord, because the enemy is not playing. The demonic warfare that we're dealing with is not playing. And I thank you for all of the people you allow the Lord to have on assignment to pray. Everybody that prayed tonight, thank you for fulfilling your assignment of prayer. You made hell, for everybody that gets upset, but you made Hades upset. Ray, you made Hades upset. Every last one of you made him upset, him and his imps. Stay on the wall. Stay on the wall.
Amen.
Yes. We have to stay in our family. We know that we are on attack. We know that the enemy is really mad at us because, y'all know what? When we was growing up, our families were so close, and we got the nerve to still stay close under what we came back to what we was taught as children, to love the Lord with all our heart. I'm like Apostle. I thank you all. I thank you all for being faithful to your calling from the Lord. I thank you all for understanding. They got on Facebook now. They put these little posts up, say, I understand the assignment. Apostle just hit it on the head. We understand the assignment.
Amen.
Yes. I'm going to put that on my Facebook page. My family understands the assignment. God, I thank you. I just had said it was a ship. See, y'all have to be on post to look for the ship. Don't always be looking up. He said, be watchful as well as pray. You got to be looking around. He'll try to sneak up on you.
Yeah.
Baby. Be watchful.
So thankful.
We pray for the married. We pray for the husbands. We pray for the wives.
Yeah.
We pray for the single parents. We pray for the children. We pray for the newlyweds. Yeah. We pray for the singles that wanted to be married. We pray for the one or twice. We pray for family. Yeah. You better know the enemy is upset because he's still trying to try us. He's trying to get into the eye. He's trying to get into the pride of life. You better know the enemy is trying to still come, but we're doing what we was raised to do.
Amen.
I just want to say I thank God. I thank God for our viewers that tuned in on the night. Trish, Teresa, Kamalita,
yes.
Tasha, I just thank God for those that tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll ask them again, share this word. Share this word so any and everybody can see that when we tell you that we need to pray for real. People need to know. The enemy don't care how he comes. He come, and in his own eyes, he look right. In his own eyes, he look right. In his own heart, he believes he's right. But only a fool says that anything is not possible for God. Only a fool say this can't happen, that can't happen, and God says all things are possible.
All things are possible.
I tell you right now, I'm happy.
Yes.
I'm happy.
Praise God.
I'm happy for the ministry
Praise
team
God.
I'm a part of. God, I thank you.
Yes. Thank
I thank
God.
You for the
Lord.
Well,
we thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise your name, oh God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's
thank
just give God a praise you. Right there. We're going to praise
thank
God right
you.
Now. Lord, we thank you. God, we give you the honor. God, we give you the glory. God, we give you the praise. God, we know you can do all things. You can shut it all down.
Thank you.
God, we just ask you right now. Keep us on point. Keep us on point, oh Lord. Keep us on point, God. That we will see the enemy when he comes. And when he comes, God, we will step right on it and write it. And God, we bind up everything that the enemy will try on to come and forth. We bind it in the name of Jesus. God, cover every viewer, whether it's on Facebook, every listener and viewer on Blog Talk, every speaker, every prayer. God, we ask you to cover right now every family member, every household. God, we ask you to cover everything, God. You are our source. You are our resource. God, you bring all things forth. God, put the axe at the root of everything you need to cut out and cut off. God, we trust you right now with it all.
Right
and all we didn't ask, God, we know that you know we in need of, and we trust you with our needs, oh God. Open our hearts, open our understanding, God, that we will hear you. We will hear you when you call.
Hallelujah.
We just are not to be scared to trust you, no matter what our eyes see, but we know our hearts say God is able. God is able.
God is able.
God, we thank you right now, oh Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, we're ready for the next level in you, oh God. Give us the strength, and the power, and the courage to go to the next level in you, oh God.
Yes.
God, I trust you right now. I just want to say, I want to say this to you all. It's a new season. It's a new day. God's anointing is flowing our way. It's a new season. God, teach us how to walk into our new season. Because the devil tried to come at the end of he tried to come at the 11th hour. God, we say it's done. You did what you needed
it's
to
done.
Do for this family on this fourth Monday night.
Yes,
this fourth Monday, God, teach us how to pray.
Teach us
put a bold and talent up like never before, God.
Yes, sir.
So for you all that didn't know, you got to know now, this is a ministry of anointing. This is a ministry of purpose. This is a ministry that was designed and designated by God. So I don't care what you think of people say. When God call you and you say yes, you got to leave all that other stuff behind. Don't worry about what people think. Don't worry about what people say. But one thing I'm going to tell you to think this. You need to be saved too. Say this, Lord, I say yes to your will, to your way. Say it. Don't worry about what we're doing. Get a hold to what we're doing. God said it's time.
Yes.
It's time. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. If you're scared of COVID, you just wait to see what else the enemy try to bring forth. You better be in place.
Oh, my God.
You better be in place. because with every minister said on tonight, he ain't playing. He bringing out the big guns now, and we have to make sure we got on our armor.
Yeah.
Your first part of armor is this right here.
That's right.
This fight. This fight.
Yeah.
That's your first part of armor.
Yeah.
Your other part of your armor is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to pray, ask God to teach you how to pray.
Ooh,
I said earlier, it's time out for drinking milk. It's time for meat, baby. We got to go for the meat.
Because
even the baby put the bottle down after a while and wants something else. They reach for the chip. You better reach for the to ask God to change your appetite in him. Don't just ask him to change your appetite of the world. Ask God to change your appetite in him. You want him even the more.
Even the more.
I'm going to let Mother Tony and Minister Ron in the program. And our first thing I'm going to do is give you our closing remarks. This is Monday night, the fourth Monday of the month. We thank you all for joining in with us. We thank you all for come back next Monday. Come back this Friday. It's the fifth Friday of the month. Come back. You're going to hear a word from the Lord. Facebook Live and Blog Talk. Come back Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. to hear Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser as well as Minister Brandon Kaiser. Come back because God got something for you. The devil tried to step in, but I'm telling you right now, God got a word for you to hear, and the devil will not block the word. He will not do it because God has said so. So we want you all to know our foundational scripture again is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And one thing will be power, and the second will be more power. All right. Minister Ron and Mother Tony is back in your hand.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, come before you, Lord, our heads bowed, just to thank you. Thank you for this opportunity of prayer.
Yes.
Thank you for this opportunity of Thanksgiving. Thank you for this opportunity of celebrating the day that has been designated when you came to earth to die for us in our sins in the person of Jesus Christ, Lord. And we praise you for that, Lord, and all the things that we do and we say, we lift them up in praise of your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
As Minister Kaiser said, we want to seek first the kingdom, and not just a few, not just one or two, not just this or that, but all be added to us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray as we go about the remainder of these holidays that you grant us the safety of being able to be safe, Lord.
Yeah.
To be able to live through these holidays and live for you, Lord.
Yeah.
We pray for the security of family and also in our particular case, of company of family.
Yeah.
We have come together on this vacation so that many of us can join together, not only to be in spirit and in praise of you, but just to enjoy each other's company that you provide for us, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, we continue to ask that you bestow upon us your blessings.
Yeah.
We ask that you bestow upon us the knowledge of what it is that you want from us, O Lord, as we continue to study your scripture.
Yes.
Lord, we want to give thanks for these things. We particularly want to thank you for Minister Kaiser. She and her staff have been able to get a bit of the technology that you have provided for us to be in communication with each other on these occasions, O Lord. And we praise you, O Lord, for that. We even praise you for the enemy stepping in so that we get a clear example of how the enemy shut down as he tries to
stop.
And we just praise you for that example, O Lord. And we continue to pray and let you know that we believe in you.
Yes.
And we do that not only by our tongue, but by our steps and our works, Lord.
Yes.
And we just ask and we give thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night,
family. Hey, if I don't see or talk to any of y'all, Happy New Year. May God bless you more next year than he did this year.
Amen. Thank you, Randy. Bless you as well.
Happy New Year, family.
Hi.